pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Man, am I coming through?
You are. Okay, so you're starting. Hello? You're starting the show.
This is the first time. Well, Rollo has never talked to Sue before, so this will be his first chat with Sue. And it's March 19th at my house, March 20th at Rollo's house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This will be, what is it, RDR? Does it stand for Radio Rollo, number 5?
I think this will be Rick and Rollo. Velocet
no,
normally.
Your show, Rollo. Rollo, your show. RDR. What does it stand for? Radio Rollo? What's it stand for?
Radio Rollo. That's probably what it is.
Radio
that's
Rollo.
That's right. Now, can you say I'm a thistle sifter?
Radio Rollo.
Okay. Can you say I'm a thistle sifter? Come on. See if you can do it.
Hold on. I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unthistled. Fuck.
So close. Take two.
You know.
I'm a thistle sifter. I'm a sieve of sifted thistles and a. Yep.
God bless America. Now I cut you off. I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles. Woo! Did it. Mm. Did it.
That's
you
right.
Can't do it fast.
It was Jeffrey Rush, the King's Speech. The King of England, what was it, back in the 1950s or something. And he had a stutter. So to try and get him to relax and calm, he said, you've got to kind of sing it. Mm. So I'm a thistle sifter. You have a sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter. Yeah.
That's why you get it. I'm going to watch that because it is.
The King's Speech. Australian.
Do you know that
Jeffrey
song,
Rush.
Good Morning Starshine, where it goes glib, glab, gloopy, nooby, nabby, noopy, la, 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 la.
Oh, that's.
Low.
Yeah, Good Morning Starshine. Yeah, Saba, I remember that song.
Nooby, saba, nooby, nabby, naba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this really cool teacher one time and he told us, he put the words on the screen or the chalkboard or whatever the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just said glib, glob, gloopy, nibby, nabby, noopy, la, 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 la. Like we as kids never heard the song.
Right.
And he said, look at this for a couple of minutes and then I'm going to cover it up and you have to write down what you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, I don't remember that shit. But then he played the song.
Are you a musician? Do you play percussion? Do you play
no.
guitar or drums or anything?
No, play ass on your buddy.
Wayne's the guitarist, right? He's a electric guitarist. Yeah.
Yeah. But then the teacher played the actual song for us. Glip, clap, gloopy, dibby, nabby, noopy.
Oh,
and then he turned the song off and he told us now write down the words you remember. So if you put it to song, you'll remember. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch the King's Speech, see how that came through as a song. I don't know if I've seen that movie. And then maybe I'll remember it better if I watch the movie.
Here we go. Rollo and Susie.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
All right, yeah. Friday the 20th of March, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm speaking to Susie, who's 13 hours behind me in America. Where are you again? You're in Iowa, aren't you? Or are you in Florida?
Ohio. Iowa, Florida.
Ohio. Mm. But yeah.
Hey.
You're in the United States. I want to get over there one day. I really do. to, I think I want to go to Florida because, Velocet, he spent quite a bit of time there and he said it was great and had a really good time. So Florida, well, yeah, would be it.
I'm not really opposed to Florida.
Mm-hmm. You can come from Ohio down and we can hook up and we go to a bar and we'll have, how many martinis will we have? And
I want to run over a kangaroo with a car.
Oh, you want to come down under? Oh, you want to get down here? You know that flight is, because my wife is in WA at the moment, Western Australia.
Yeah, she's having an affair with the noise level right now.
That's right. 4-hour flight to get to from Newcastle to to Perth. Yeah. Do you know how long it is to get from Ohio to here? It's about 8 hours or something. 8 or 9 hours.
No way. It's from Ohio to your house. It has to be at least 18 hours. It has to be.
18 hours. Oh my God. Yeah. So if you're in first class, if you can afford first class, you've got a nice bed in the plane. So you can sleep on the way.
I flew first class one time with my King Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I was in seat 1A.
What's your King Charles? Is she still with us or he?
No, he is no longer here. His name was Uli.
No, Louis passed away.
Uli, yep. Uli, named him after Uli John Roth from the Scorpions. Some people call him.
Oh, wow. The Scorpions. That's right. I remember that band. Yeah.
He's the great guitar player. I mean, he left the band later. You know, he wasn't in the whole time, but.
Right.
Yeah, man. I was.
Right. Really Ronnie James Dio was the lead singer, wasn't he? The Scorpions, wasn't he?
No.
Or am I wrong?
No. It was that one.
Who was the lead? Who was the lead singer of the Scorpions?
That one little short guy.
Fuck. Let me find my phone. I don't know where it is.
This is what makes me feel like an asshole. And I'm unprepared. I'm totally relaxed. I was about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And
I'm relaxed like too.
He has a weird.
I'm relaxed. I've got a cigarette in one hand, and I've got. Bella's Yeti with Yeti.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Get your dick out of your hand, Rolo.
No, I'm good. My dick. as massive as it is, it's ginormous. My penis. Oh, you're talking about my penis. It is so massive. I'm so proud of it.
I just went downstairs and Wayne was watching TV, and I'm just wondering because I have this headset. Like, how much could you hear the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really loud. I just went downstairs really quick. Could you hear the TV?
Just now? No.
Like, all right, cool. That's
good. Your mic is really good. So it's really isolated. So yeah.
Okay. Because man. I was really thinking.
You're a classic. Now, how tall are you again? You're 5'8".
3 feet.
3 feet difference between you and Wayne.
No, I'm 3 feet and Wayne's 8 feet.
Oh man, he's that's crazy. I saw the photo of you and Wayne. He's so much taller than you. I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. What is he? He's 6'1", 6'2", or 6'4", isn't he? He's tall.
Yeah, he says he's 6'5".
6'5"? My goodness me. That's a guy you're not going to be messing with. You're 5 foot and he's 6'5". Oh, my God. That's crazy good. I love it. Oh, man. How long have you guys been together? Like 20, 30 years?
23. Yeah.
Me and Christy. Me and Christy have been doing.
Man.
We're still together. Yeah. I still consider it that we're still together, even though.
Yeah, but now she's in Perth doing a.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't think she's meeting up with the Golden Skid Mark, but she's meeting up with Glennie and her a whole bunch of other relations. But she's working pretty hard over there. She's still making rail wheels. Like every time a train comes past here, that's what she does. She makes wheels for trains. Yeah, wear resistant products. Yeah. And she does a really good job at it, you know. And
yeah,
I appreciate it. You know, it's just because I don't drive anymore. Not until the end of this year. Then I'll get my license back, and then I can go wherever I want. But
I can still spend 30 seconds to a minute going to the store instead of 10.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. I've lent my car to a good friend of mine, Joe. So she's got my car at the moment, and I'll get it back at the end of the year. The car still works fine. See, it's a proper, you know, gas car where it's not an electric vehicle. I just posted a thing where all these people, these poor people, well, not poor, but they're rich, but they buy electric vehicles and don't realize what a pain in the ass they are, you know, to power them up and whatnot. Whereas, gas or petrol, as we call it here in Australia, you call it gasoline there in America. I mean, Rick was pissed off about diesel going up to $3 a litre. That's still better than a bloody electric car. You know, electric cars are just a nightmare fuel. You just don't want one.
From what I gather, it's not really a problem. You know, like you just charge them up and you don't have to buy gas. I mean, I don't understand why that's a problem.
Yeah, but they take 40 minutes and they don't work in the cold. So if you got snow, right?
You don't have cold, what the fuck you talk about?
No, we don't have cold down here, but I'm just saying, that they don't work well in the cold. Sometimes they don't work at all in the cold. People just, they're so unreliable, electric vehicles. EVs, as they call them. They just leave them where they are.
They're like abandoned. It's not like abandoned electric vehicles all over the place. Well, it doesn't work. I'm just going to leave it here. Doesn't
That's
happen.
That's it. I hear.
No, they don't. That doesn't happen. That's silly, Rillo. There's not abandoned cars everywhere. Well, motherfucker, quit working. Just going to have to leave it here and get an extension cord or a tow truck.
That's it.
That's not happening. I mean, what the hell do we know? I drive twice a month because I don't have anywhere to go.
You got nowhere to go. Oh.
I go to the store. I go to the store maybe twice a month.
Yeah.
Because, like, Wayne, he shops for all of his meats and cheeses and things. I don't eat that shit. So he gets what he likes. And I could just eat garlic bread every day. I don't care. Or soup or something, you know?
That's what I do.
I don't really.
Because my teeth are all wrecked. So soup is good for me. I eat minestrone pretty much every day of the week.
Yeah. What's the wreck of the Hesperus? What is that?
Take two. What was that?
Is my sound my teeth. Shit?
No.
You said they're a wreck.
Your microphone's way better than mine. You sound like you're in the same room as me. Yeah.
And so, but people talk about the wreck of the Hesperus or something like that. What is that? I'll look it up. I'll look it up right now. Fucking ass. Right. I shouldn't even. People say you said your teeth are a wreck. Oh, the scorpions.
They are a wreck. They're a train wreck. They're a train wreck. Yes. Yeah. I'm too scared to look in the mirror. That's why I like a black mirror these days.
Yeah.
A black mirror, so I don't have to look at myself. Yeah.
Did you paint it black?
But I still enjoy talking on the radio, which we are doing on it now. Yeah.
So the singer for the Scorpions, his name is Klaus Meine. Klaus Meine.
Klaus Meine.
Yeah, like M-E-I-N-E. Mm. Probably something more German sounding, like Meine or something.
Maybe we'll go out with a scorpion tune when we finish talking tonight.
Well, on a Be Told recently, Rick played In Trance by the Scorpions. I don't know if you heard that. That's a great song. It's like a goosebump song. It's like if you hear it, you can't help it. But you get goosebumps, and then when it's over,
what did you think of horror movie by the Skyhooks?
Other night? That's why I love you guys, because I learned so many songs from you that I would have never heard before in my whole life, and you could YouTube all day long.
But I Shirley Strawn, the lead singer. Do you know how he died?
Don't call me Shirley. No, I don't.
Don't call me Shirley. He died. He bought a helicopter because he was very rich, and crashed it. Fell out of the sky. And he died at 40 years old. It really...
Did we talk about that?
It upset me. No, we didn't. Yeah, Shirley Strawn. And... yeah, it was upsetting. It was about 20 years ago. I remember the day that the ABC was playing something and it said Shirley Strawn has just passed away at 40. And he did a children's TV show when he was younger. It was called Shirl's Neighborhood. You know, like Sesame Street or something. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Well, I don't know which show he did.
Yeah, it was called Shirl's Neighborhood. And, he passed away at 40. And, it was way too young. Yeah, because he crashed his helicopter. He bought a helicopter. And obviously wasn't taught correctly how to fly it or whatever, or it failed on him. But it was just a crash and burn. Like, there was like no surviving it. He just hit the ground, pretty much terminal velocity, and you couldn't survive it. I don't want to talk about sad things like that, but Red Simons, who plays on the guitar on that horror movie right there on my TV, He's still with us, and he's a classic. I really like him. I've never met him. I think I'd like to meet him to say g'day.
Absolutely, why not?
Mm.
Hey, you know what's really cool?
What's that?
So, Shirley, his ashes were scattered into the sea from a helicopter by his wife Sue.
That's your name, Sue.
Yeah.
That's your name.
Yeah.
That's very distressing when people die so young. I'm 56. How old are you, Sue? You're almost my age, aren't you? 50?
22. Yeah.
No way you're 22.
So
it's pretty that's a good joke though. I like it.
Isn't it funny? I don't know. Funny's not the right word. But when you watch a movie and you watch, 50 people get shot and, just because it's an action movie and everyone's getting their throats cut and bloodied, mm-hmm. but if one dog dies, it's very upsetting.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Isn't that, oh, yeah. Funny's not the word. I don't know what it is. But, you know, if you're like,
I love my,
like 50 people.
I love my king. Have you ever seen that movie? Was it 1968 or something? The Longest Mile or something? And the dog's chasing after the car and then they're shooting at it.
No,
I think it was with, it was with, night. It was with, who was the guy that only had one lung? I think his name was John Wayne. Do you remember John Wayne?
Yes.
The famous movie star. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. And they were shooting at the dog when it was kept following the car. Yeah. It, you know, it's just awful. Yeah, you can't treat animals badly. And, that's the reason John Wick was such a great movie. Cause when that Russian crushed John Wick's wife who left him the dog, you know, and trampled on his, head, he was a King Charles Spaniel, pretty much like the one that you have. Yeah, and then you want is revenge.
It wasn't a beagle.
It was a beagle. There you go. Sorry. It was a beagle. Maybe sorry. Yeah, it wasn't a King Charles. Yeah, beagle. Yeah, you're right.
It was a beagle, right?
Mm.
Beagle.
Yeah. Good. It was a great movie. I love the first one.
Wayne says it was a lab. I don't remember either.
Oh, Labradors are great dogs too. Oh, I love Lab. No, it was a beagle. I think you got it right first time. But dogs, do you remember the song Dogs Are the Best People by the Fogues, the Australian band?
I think you sent it to me.
Yeah. There is a church, there is a steeple, dogs are the best people. And they are, because
it's true.
Most people are pains in the ass to me. I'd rather keep myself to myself. I went down to the village today. I'll tell you a story, right? Okay. And, there was a panhandler. He wanted $5 off me and I gave him 10. And I said, what are you going to do with it? And he goes, I'm going to buy some booze. And I go, fuck yeah, man. And I gave him the biggest high five and I said, all right, have a good time. Yeah. Just tell the truth. He was an Aboriginal guy. He was just panhandling out the front of Aldi while I was buying booze myself. And yeah, I gave him $10 and he said, that's what I'm going to do with it. And I go, all right, ma'am. Cause he gave me the sob story about how he'd lost his house and, now he's renting and all of that. And I said, well, look, go and buy yourself a drink. And,
it was like
worry about it. Go.
That was your circle jerk for the week. Instead of going, having to go to those fucking.
Oh, the circle jerk thing. Time. I don't have to do that again.
That guy tell his story of woe for a minute. That was your.
Yeah, I did.
That was your the rapey for the week.
All right, here we go. Sue and Rollo.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month. Rollo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Hello, it's March 20th in Australia. March 19th at Sue's house. It's also, time is it at Henrik's house? I don't know, about 5 o'clock in the morning at Henrik's house. Thank you, Henrik, for your donation. You're fantastic, and we hope to hear your voice soon. That's what I'd awesome. Like to say.
Awesome.
Yeah. Henrik, where does
Henrik live? Where does Henrik live?
Sweden. He's in Sweden with all the lovely blonde women.
Good luck to him. Mm-hmm. I love blonde women. I love blondes. I really do. My favorite blonde of all time was probably Brigitte Bardot.
Mm-hmm.
When she was blonde, back in the day.
Was she always blonde? Yeah, Bridget. Yeah.
We only lost her recently. She passed away 95? Was she 95? I don't know, Brigitte Bardot, but she was so gorgeous. Yeah, I've always had a soft spot for her.
Hard spot. You had a hard spot for her.
A hard spot, that's right. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
That was a funny laugh.
Well, I had a mouthful of smoke. I'm smoking a cigarette, so yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You betcha.
I'm gonna go and grab another refill in a second. I've got two bottles of vodka. I walked down to the village this morning and got my vodka and lime and sodas and that. So what are you drinking tonight? Cheap wine, are you? Cheap wine again.
Do you know what I find fascinating that I think a lot of people don't talk about is a very, very young Jessica Lange.
Oh, what a babe.
I don't know if you watch those American Horror Story shows. Some of them were okay.
Jessica Lange, what was the biggest movie she was in? With Tom Cruise, right? Wasn't it? One of his movies?
I think of her super, super early ones.
She was in the 76
King Kong.
Oh, King Kong, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. She was in King Kong's hand or something, Jessica Lange.
Yeah. But
wow. Yeah. Awesome.
I don't know. When she was really young. She and the postman always ring.
Is she still with us?
Yeah, Jessica. I think so. Yeah, because she was doing those American Horror Stories.
Look it up. See if he's still with us.
I'll go and grab my phone.
I've got to go and grab another drink.
We would know if she's still here. We would know. When she was super young,
She was hot. She was hot. Oh, yeah, she was hot.
Oh, God.
I agree.
I'm trying to think of early movies, but maybe I will look it up.
Give me a sec. I'm just going to get a refill.
Yeah, do it.
I'll still talk to you.
No, I'm right here.
That's fine. I'll go and find my phone.
I'll look it up.
Look it up. See if she's still with us.
No, she's still with us. You guys would have done. I would have known if she, because.
I wonder what she was like to work with as an actor. You know, some actors are pains in the ass to work with.
That reminds me, Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
did a show. I don't know if you know who Louis C.K. is. I know C.K. whatever. But
was he pleasant? Was he a pleasant guy to work with?
No, he was the, Louis C.K., the comedian.
Yeah, wasn't he a child trafficker or something? Or
No. He liked jerking off in front of ladies.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. But he would ask. He would ask, hey, can I jerk off in front of you? And you'd be like, wow. Ew, no. Or like, okay. Like, ooh. I would do it. I would do it right now. If Louis C.K. knocked at my door and he was like, hey, could I jerk off? I'd be like, fuck yeah. Come on in. Like, can I get you a nice tea or something?
Just, you know, just don't do it on your face.
No, not on my face. Yeah, just go ahead, jerk off.
Yeah, jerk off.
Tissue box. You know, I would accommodate. Absolutely. I love Louis. He's one of my favorite.
Oh, that's
comedians.
So sweet.
And I don't know if it's sweet. It's probably something wrong with me for me saying that. But his humor, I like it. He cracks me up. And
well, there you go.
I don't fucking care who. But he made a show called Horace and Pete in 2018. I'm looking that up now. But Jessica Lange was like, it's just a sort of like
all a. All right, I've got my phone. I've got my phone. Now let's look up Jessica Lange.
Right, yeah,
here it is.
Jessica. But like her first movies, that's what I need to do.
All right. Okay. Give me a sec. Oh, look at me and Rosie. Do you want me to send that to you? This photo?
Send me whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. That's me with my, all right. Download that. Okay. I'll just put it in. I'll put it on the balcony. How about that?
Cool.
There you go. Share and Discord and the balcony. There you go. All right, let's look up Jessica Lange. See what's going on. What did Beachy write? After Dave McCoy, who created the Mammoth Mount Resort, Beachy. I don't know about that. What's that? Couple in there.
I think we've lost everyone.
No. I'm just here looking at the balcony. I haven't looked at it in a couple of days. So our beach is obviously in the snow. Oh, look at the dog. Look at the dog over the guy's shoulders. Oh my goodness, he's having a good time. Mammoth Mountain. Devil's Run. Oh, yeah. Aww. Or Doe's Run.
Wow.
Can you see it? You can see it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jessica Lange, let's have a look. See her career. Let's have a look. All right. Jessica Lange.
All that jazz. I'm looking at the list. Yeah, I'm just saying.
There we go. I suppose she was born Jessica Phyllis Lange, born April 20, 1949. Still alive? Oh, man, she still looks. She's. Oh, that's a picture of her in 2013. She's 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in Cloquet, Minnesota. U.S.
Minnesota.
Yeah, and years active, so she's still, and she's been, she only got married once, 1970 to 1982, to Paco Grande. So she's been married once, and she's been partners with a guy called Michael Parishnikov. I don't know who he is. He sounds like a ballet dancer or something. Sam Shepard, 1982 to 2009.
Mm.
She's got three kids. Yeah. And
no, I just thought she was really hot when she was super young. And
oh, yeah, you're right. So Lange made her professional debut in the remake of K King Kong in 1976. You were right there, which earned her a Golden Globe Award for the New Star of the Year. Lang went on to receive two Academy Awards, first for Best Supporting Actress in Tootsie. Yeah, that's with, I remember the film with Dustin Hoffman and Bill Murray, right? Tootsie, where he was dressed up as a woman.
Yeah.
Dustin. Yeah. And Blue Sky. So Blue Sky was the one with Tom Cruise in 1994. I remember that one well. Her other Oscar-nominated roles were Frances, Country, Sweet Dreams, Music Box. See, I don't know any of all that.
That was the Kathy Klein one, right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think she did a Patsy Klein. I love Patsy. Huge, huge fan. Patsy Klein.
What was her biggest hit? What was her biggest hit?
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, thinking we maybe we'll
go out with Patsy Klein.
No. Thank you. You know, Rollo, we don't need to do a marathon or anything. I'll do it right now. But
she died. She died years ago. Patsy Klein. No, you're right. You're right. She was born in 1932 and died in 1963. So she must have been quite young, Patsy Klein.
Yeah.
Why did she die so young? Fan.
She
died in a plane crash. She died in a plane crash, Patsy Klein.
Yeah. Yeah, and she was on the plane with some other famous folks, wasn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, that's my problem with like the whole movies and music is that I know the movies and I know the music, but I don't know the names. I'm not good with the names.
Okay, let me read you this.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. On the 3rd of March 1963, Patsy Klein performed a benefit at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Kansas City, Kansas, for a family of disc jockey Cactus the Jack Hall. He had died in an earlier automobile crash. Okay, and yeah. Yeah, she died on March 5. She called her mother from a hotel, checked out at 12:30 p.m., going a short distance to the airport, boarding Piper A-24 Comanche plane. The aircraft number was, and it stopped in Rogers, Arkansas to refuel. Yeah, and Klein's flight crashed in heavy weather on the evening of March 5th, 1963. The plane was found some 90 miles, 140 kilometers from Nashville, where she was supposed to land. And the forensic examination concluded that everyone on board had been killed instantly. So, yeah, they,
holy crap.
So the weather.
And also,
yeah.
Like Sybil Shepherd. Woo! That's another one from the old days that'll knock your socks off.
Sybil's still with us, right? Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah. Man, she was really manipulative young thing in some of those early
movies. I loved her. I loved her in Moonlighting with Bruce Willis. Sybil Shepherd, I'm pretty sure she's still with us.
I like when you say we've lost someone. That cracks me up. Like, where'd they go? I don't know. He was here just a minute ago. He must be lost.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man, she was super hot as a younger.
She was.
I'm not saying. Come on, man. Like, I'm getting older, too.
She's 76 years old. 76. She was born on the 18th of February, 1950. Yeah, yeah. And absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
She still looks... So she's only been married twice. Yeah. 76.
Just like me.
Yeah.
I've only been married twice.
You've only been married twice? I've never been married once.
I like being married. I think it's cool. Some people are like, it's anti-establishment. No, I'm not going to let the government give me a piece of paper. But, you know, when we got married, we really knew that we were not ever going to be not married. We were like, fuck it. Let's have this big party to celebrate, like, how cool this is, you know. And, you know, a lot of people came up to us.
Wayne's a lucky guy. He really is. To have a wife like you.
I'm lucky too.
Mm.
When I asked him, because I asked him, how do you say Klaus Mein's name? Because I know that, like, when we named our dog Uli, a lot of people were calling Uli John Roth, Uli John Roth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were saying Uli or Yuli. So mm-hmm. we were trying to find out the right way to say the name in German. And,
I can't remember why we called Rosie. I can't remember why we called Rosie.
Is that a whole lot of Rosie?
I think it could have been. Yeah, a whole lot of that AC/DC song, 1977. Yeah. Yeah, whole lot of Rosie.
So,
it's a great song, isn't it? Yeah.
It really is. And I asked Wayne, I go, do you say Klaus Mein's name a different way? Like Klaus Mein, like, you know, German or something? And he goes, who are you talking
to?
As in
Klaus Schwab. As in Klaus Schwab?
Wayne's so funny. I have this dumb headset on my head. And I go, hey, Wayne, how do you say Klaus Mein's name? Is it, like, pronounced something different in German?
I don't speak German. The only thing I can do in German is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Yeah, okay. I can count in German, but I can't speak German, no. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Or how do you say, show me your papers in German? Show me your papers.
How do you say, show me your butthole?
Show me your butthole. That's a good one.
I can say
it in English, but not in German or French. Show me your butthole. Why do you want to see someone else's butthole? Oh, here we go. Okay. Sue and Rollo.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Hey, everybody. It's a new show called Rollo and Sue. That's it.
You put me in first. First class. I would have called us Sue and Rollo. Sue and Rollo.
I'll be in coach. I'll do it.
Okay, Friday the 20th of March. It's 1:40 in the afternoon here. It's still Thursday in Ohio. Is that right?
You bet. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. We're having a good time. I've got a real full Yeti full of vodka and lime and soda. You've got cheap wine, right?
Cheap wine.
Have you got a 3 day growth to go with it? Cheap wine.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that song at all?
Yeah.
That was Cold Chisel. Yeah. Australian band. Cheap wine and a 3 day growth. Come on.
I think I only know it from you guys. I think maybe a Vela's that played or something.
Like Vela, yeah.
Billy.
Yeah, maybe we'll go out with cheap wine and a 3 day growth tonight. No? You got a song in mind?
No.
No.
So, hey, check this out. So the other day, it was Tuesday. It was St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
And you guys, which I think is really cool, because when it's St. Patrick's Day, I don't know it's St. Patrick's Day. And then halfway through the day, I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. I can give a fuck less about it.
Well, I'm Irish. So I know what St. Patrick's Day is all. It's like green. I've got a green suit. I've got a green suit. I've got a green hat that I can wear. I don't wear it very often, but yeah, but I'll wear it for you.
No, I'm just saying, I don't care about St. Patrick's Day. It has no meaning.
I'm actually in my otter. I've got my otter suit on at the moment.
I'm wearing a lumberjack.
You're a lumberjack. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. So you're like Monty Python. You're like Monty Python.
I do. And it was funny. I don't know if you listened to the Be Told, but he kept saying, blessed are the cheesemakers. Mm-hmm. I love that scene because it's all about the big nose. And well, he has got a big nose. So,
because he's Jewish, he's a Jew, and not that there's anything wrong with that.
one of my favorite scenes in that movie was when Brian is talking to his mom, and she's like, "I'm got to tell you the secret of your birth. Like, you're a Roman, you know."
Yeah.
She tells the story of how she was raped, and he goes, "You were raped?" And she goes, "Well, at first." I love that. It makes me laugh. Oh, God.
Well, during COVID, I really got raped.
I know, but you asked for it.
I did ask for it, but there you go. You would have done it for free, wouldn't you? It wouldn't have been rape though, because I would have given you complete consent.
I'm only going up there if you got like 10 grand of coke up your bum. That's it. If I know for sure. That's the only reason I'm going up there. I'm like, okay, fine, I gotta go in there.
Yeah, and you'd still snort a whole huge line of coke that's been in my butthole.
Yeah, I wouldn't share with anybody because it would be mine. Yeah.
I believe you. Awful. I believe you. That is classic.
So, hey, it's the other day, man. So, it was St. Patrick's Day. I'm trying to tell you a story. Mm-hmm. And you guys did that, the Tuesday thing, and I just woke up. I actually slept in, which I hardly ever do. And I was like, okay, cool. And I saw that there was a post notify that you guys did a Rick and Rulo. And I thought, oh, cool. I was so happy. Mm-hmm. And I put it on in my ear. And I was listening to it. And then I was going to slide. I have a patio out. There's like 4 or 12. It's like a 12 windows. It's all doors and windows. It's all glass. And I went to slide from the kitchen. I was in the house and I went to slide the thing open to the patio to let the dog out. and there was an explosion, a bomb. It was a terrorist attack. It was something that I couldn't even explain. It was sonic boom loud. And the whole patio was shaking and all the windows were rattling. And Wayne was still in bed. And he said the bed was shaking. There was an explosion sound.
Wow.
And I'm like, I mean, okay, I know it's not thunder and I know it's not fireworks.
Hmm?
And I'm thinking that a car, my first thought was that a car hit a house and blew up in my front yard. Hmm. Because the sound was like, boom, but it still kept going like, boom, 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 boom. Like it still kept rumbling and the whole house was shaking. And I was like, what the, you know? And so I ran out to my front and I opened the front door and there was nothing there. There's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne came downstairs. He's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, I don't know, you know? And they say that a meteor broke through the sound barrier.
Was that what it was?
That's what they fucking said.
Wow.
But it's like meteors happen all the time, but they don't always break through into our quote atmosphere or something.
Mm.
And yeah, it was like an earthquake kind of. It was like an explosion followed by house shaking. It was so crazy. Wow, but the whole state of Ohio heard it. But it only happened to happen.
Did your house suffer?
No.
Any damage to your house or not?
No.
Did anything come off
It was very, it was really subtle, but it was shaking, but it wasn't enough to like knock anything.
Mm. Well, I live right next to an airport, to a train line. And when the big diesel trains come with the coal that's going off to China, and it makes this house rumble, but nothing like what you're explaining there. It would have sounded like plates would have come off the plates on shelves and
there are reports of shit like that actually happening, like.
In 1990, I think it was 1999, we had an earthquake here in Newcastle, a pretty big one. It was a 7.1 on the Richter scale, and it busted our house up pretty badly.
Oh, shit.
Like the staircase got wrecked. They had to put extra bricks in there and, people got killed in that, in the, like 12 or 13 people. The Newcastle RSL actually collapsed. It came down like a bit like, the Twin Towers in New York. And, it was real. I don't think the Twin Towers was real at all. I think that was all so, like, hocus pocus.
Do you remember where you were and what you're doing and all that shit?
Yeah, I do. I was driving my car. I was somewhere in Newcastle. Yeah, in Merriweather. That's where I was. Yeah. And I went, oh shit, something's wrong with the car. And I pulled over to the side of the road. But I didn't realize, that it was a massive earthquake. And it was like 7.2. And like everything fell down in Hamilton. And, I'm just surprised that so few died. You know, it was only about 12 or 13 people died from the actual collapses and whatnot. was massive. We haven't had one since, but I don't know. Do you have? I don't think you have earthquakes over there. And you do, don't you? You got the San Andreas Fault, right? Where's that? That's in L.A. Is it?
It's it's California, I think. But yeah, I think we've had like some little bitty rumble bumbles here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's all about, really.
Yeah, they're pretty scary though. So whatever you experience with the big sonic boom over your house could have been some sort of
They say it entered the atmosphere and blew up. It was about a half an hour from my house.
Mm-hmm.
But so people that were closer, I don't know. See, that's what's silly too, is you know, that day Wayne was off that day, and so I was like, I want to watch the news at noon, right? And I haven't watched the news in 5 or 6 years or something. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen it like at other people's homes or at my mother-in-law's or something. And it's annoying and I leave the room.
That's right.
But the news, those news people are so stupid. And then they end up dropping the numbers. You know, like, it was 7,000 tons and it was 44,000 miles an hour. And they just start saying all these numbers. And now all I'm doing is pay attentioning. That's a new word.
Let me correct my story. The one where the earthquake was in 1989. I was in Sydney. I was working at Westpac. That's right. My father was in his car. And pulled over. That's right. My father told me the story. I want to fix that up. I was in Sydney. And I was at Westpac, and there's no way when you work in a bank, you know, you've got these things like a rock tight. And I went, did you feel that? I said to my, you know, compatriots or whatever, my workmates. I said, do you guys feel that? There's no way that should be shaking. And I went up to the at lunchtime and I watched the TV and, yeah, Newcastle got absolutely smashed apart. That's right. And yeah, it really, really did a job on Newcastle. It was right under. It was 7.2, I think, on the Richter scale. And, I didn't own the house at the time. That's right. And, it really got severely wrecked. I remember the brickwork was absolutely messed up, and it cost a lot of money, about 10 grand or something to fix it back in the day. But I was in Westpac in Sydney, and it's just crazy. You still there, Sue?
Yeah, no, that is crazy.
But I was only 19 at the time.
In 1989.
Red gum. I was only 19. That's right. It was crazy. And then, I just couldn't believe it, you know, it's just, first time I experienced an earthquake,
When you're just, you know, you wake up, you have a piss, whatever, you make some coffee, people just have a routine. And then all of a sudden, there was an explosion or all of a sudden there was the rumbling. Like, that's what I think is so funny about weird sort of
did they end up finding out what happened with your explosion at your place?
They said it was a meteor.
A meteor, right. Okay.
And when it entered the atmosphere, it was it was 6 feet in diameter. Mm. It was 7,000 tons. And it came in at 44,000 miles per hour.
Mm.
And there's videos of it. You know, like from different angles and different places. I say quote video.
So this is in a media strike in Ohio. Let's have a look if I can find it.
Yeah, but it didn't, from what I gather, it doesn't hit like a direct, like in a movie. It blows up once it enters the atmosphere and scatters into pieces. Because you know what? I don't care about space and things that fall from the sky. And it's not that I don't care, but it's just never been my thing, you know?
But as long as they don't land on your house. Okay, but, let's have a look. The media strike.
It was like the size of a car or a small car or something. I don't know. But that's what I think is fun about life, is that you can just be like, oh, okay, you let the dog out and boom. I was like, what the fuck? You know, that's like the unpredictability. Like, you can go for 5 whole years with nothing happening, and all of a sudden, kablooey, there's just like, what the hell was that? I mean,
here we go. It says, yeah, here we go. NASA confirms.
Yeah, NASA.
Thunderous boom over Ohio and Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'll post that.
And it's
so,
even
wow, amazing.
He said people even okay. So Ab, he's only maybe 6 hours away from me, and they said people in Ontario could hear it. I mean, I don't know, Ontario and Toronto. It's like a really big area, but. I mean, it went far and wide. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Kentucky. He said, like, all kinds of people could hear it or whatever. But it quote, broke.
I like what Rick has written here. It's replacement of previous useless eaters with new population. You go to the balcony, and that's what Rick wrote. Oh, man, that's classic. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The things that we have to look out for. But at the end of the day, I enjoy every day, don't you?
I really do, yeah.
Mm.
You know, and even the days that are shit, or if you get bad news, I just think, you know what, I have to learn how to deal with this. Like in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
No news is good. No news is good news, mate. No news is good news, I reckon. Don't you reckon, sir?
I'm just muting. Hold on one really quick.
All right, mate.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
I'm just going to start peeing outside.
Oh, you're peeing outside, are you?
No, I'm gonna start doing that now. Because you don't have to flush the toilet or anything. Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Quiet.
So it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here, Friday the 20th of March, and Sue is peeing outside. Sue and Rollo on truthmeets.com.
Next time. Next time I'm going
outside. You're going to pee in the snow. Yeah. And
no, there's no snow now. We're okay. Hey, you know, I put away my snow boots a good month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think, you know, you don't want to jinx it. Like, oh shit, I put away my boots. Now I got to go back up to the closet and get my boots.
I'm a lumberjack. Yeah. Okay.
But I put away the boots a month ago, but the snow shovels are still next to the door.
Good on you.
I don't want to jinx it.
I hate everything about snow.
I still
my think brother, good. My brother's a ski instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did
and,
too.
I did your brother. Yeah. My brother took. Who did he teach? He taught Daniel Day-Lewis's kids to ski. He taught Kylie Minogue to ski, and he slept with Kylie Minogue. Good luck to him.
I was there.
Yeah. I just don't like skiing. I'm good at it. I went down a black run. I went down a blue
yeah,
run,
we talked
and I
about
beat.
This
I
with
beat.
Beachy a little yeah. bit. Yeah, we. I yeah. never. I never skied.
Mm. Oh, you never? Oh, okay. I was good from the get go, but I just didn't like it. You know, it's just not for me. I'd rather sit in a studio, like a radio studio. With a panel in front of me. And,
do talk back.
Yeah, anything. What?
If I make it to 80 years old and I'm drooling or have dementia or whatever the hell will happen to me, as soon as someone says, I don't like it, I'm going to think about that lady in my shopping cart. I don't like it. I have to learn song.
By shopping trolley murdered. That's Pauline Hanson. Yeah.
Anytime I hear someone say, I don't like it now, that song immediately pops into my head. And I can remember.
She got so upset with that. Sorry to cut you off there.
Being like a really old lady. And it is someone says, I don't like it. I'm going to start reciting that song.
She's got red hair, and she's a bit of a crook. John Pasqualides, I remember she got so upset. She took the guy, the gay guy that I don't like it when you turn my words about. I don't like it when you throw One Nation out. My language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My language just gone. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, sing it, Rollo, man. That's so good.
I remember it like it was 30 years ago when he did that. And he just did it on his computer. Yeah, 30 years old, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you can still find it. You can still find it.
I didn't know it was that old.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I learned a lot from you guys. You guys are funny.
If she, as a politician, if she'd just let it go, you know what I mean?
We wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Wouldn't be talking about it. But she couldn't let it go. She was so
girl in Ohio
cranky.
Knows that song now because she wouldn't let it go.
And when? I hear.
Fucking hell, man. Oh, so I told you earlier, right when we were just messaging, that I had a gay bar story.
You've turned into a robot. Take two.
Fuck.
You turned into a robot just for a sec.
Yeah. Oh, God. Am I a robot now? Am I still a robot?
All right.
Am I good now? No? All right.
You've definitely turned into a robot, my Anne. Maybe leave and come back or something from the Discord. But we'll go out with if I don't hear from you again. We'll go out with I don't want to go out with I don't like it. I want Backdoor Man.
I look at it this way. I'm a backdoor man. I'm very proud of it. I'm a backdoor man. I'm homosexual. I'm a backdoor man. Yes, I am. I'm very proud of it. I'm a backdoor man. I'm homosexual. Backdoor. Clean up our own backdoor. We need to get behind.
And we'll do trade with you.
Backdoor.
All our fears will be realised.
But I'm a happy person.
Because I'm a backdoor man. Yes, I am. What I've called for is a homosexual government.
Yeah.
Join us. Be one of us. Come out. Be one of us.
Yeah.
Join us. Be one of us. You must come out. Be one of us. As long as children come across...
I'm a happy person.
Yeah. I'm very, very proud that I'm not straight. I'm very, very proud that I'm not natural.
You know, I'm not human. Someone hit me on the head one day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not human. Someone hit me on the head one day.
Shrubs and plants and trees and shrubs and plants. But I put the fence up now so they can't get in.
Yeah.
Please explain.
Me.
Please explain.
Me.
Please explain. I'm a backdoor man. I'm very proud of it. I'm a backdoor man. I'm homosexual. And back here.
This is a circular driveway. I still work it. I worked the other night. I'm rostered on, I think, for next week.
Now, a gentleman came up and told me, he said that other people don't receive. They've got accepted here inside. Or I'm saying that they up and leave.
Yes. It's a little bit country. It's a little bit country.
It's a little bit rock and roll, country. If you ask me.
Yes. It's a little bit country.
Of course, of course.
Of course, her horse will neigh, 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 Polly.
I'm very, very proud that I'm not straight. I'm very, very proud that I'm not natural. I'm a backdoor man of the Ku Klux Klan with very horrendous plans. I'm a very caring potato. We will never have the chance. I'm a backdoor man of the Ku Klux Klan with very horrendous plans. I'm a very caring potato. We will never have the chance. Please explain.
Me.
Please explain. Please explain.
Me.
Please explain.
Me.
Please explain.
Me. Thank you. Basics one. Basics one.
Thank you.
Basics one. Basics one.
Thank you.
Basics one.